What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
We're on 98.5. This is Weekdays with Mike. Good morning. Good to have your company on this Wednesday morning. Now, our Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, yesterday announced all flights from India to Australia will be, I guess, temporarily halted or paused as the country deals with the COVID outbreak there. And it also includes the indirect flights through other cities like Doha and Singapore and KL. Joining me on the line this morning to have a chat about this is Simon Creek from HHG Legal Group. Good morning, Simon. Nice to chat to you this morning.
Good morning, Mike. Yes, good to have a chat.
It is. Now, that got announced yesterday. Can I just kick off by asking, I mean, who actually makes the call here? Is it the PM? Is it the state? What actually happens there? Who makes the final decision there and what happens going forward?
It's a great question, and I'm a bit surprised that neither state nor federal politicians have perhaps done a better job of making it clear to Australians just who's responsible for what, because the starting point is Section 51 of the Constitution, the Commonwealth Constitution. And there's a number of subsections to that dealing with trade and commerce, immigration, external affairs, that basically make it abundantly clear that the federal government is ultimately responsible for quarantine as a concept, if you like, as a process, and is definitely responsible for who comes in and who comes out of Australia. So Commonwealth government controls federal borders, no question at all. State government simply then steps in to manage it all and has in fact asked to do that in every state and did so a year ago.
Righty-o. So the federal government basically instruct each state on what to do and they're basically following instructions.
Kind of. I'd put it this way. Yeah, you've got the big external border to Australia, and that's controlled by federal government. You've also got the government under Section 51, federal government, responsible for quarantine to make sure it happens, to make sure that the states actually have things in place. But a year ago when the National Cabinet was formed, the premiers all said, quite rightly, I think, quite sensibly, that they are the ones in control of the facilities on the ground in each state to make it happen. Federal government agreed with that. Everybody signed off on an agreement. And it's only now that the McGowan government seems to be wanting to change its mind or move away from that.
Okay. Now, the PM announced flights from India. Is there any reason why we wouldn't cease flights from basically everywhere internationally? I mean, what problems would that cause, do you think?
Look, I think we've only got to look at most other countries of the world to see, on the one hand, a really strong argument for no international travel at all until everybody's vaccinated. It's definitely what got the UK into trouble, for example. They just did not shut down their international flights. But on the other hand, we've got to look long-term. And the long-term ramifications of, first of all, not bringing our own people home, like, I think that's a real problem. And I do think, personally, that having looked at the data, having looked at the state and federal laws on this, I do think we have a responsibility to bring home our own citizens and that the hotel quarantine system can manage that. Let's face it, our Prime Minister also said yesterday that 99.9-something% of hotel quarantines have worked.
Yeah, I did see that as well. Simon, we'll take a break. We'll come back and talk some more. Keen to talk about all of those people that are overseas. I think there's currently 9,000 just in India alone. How do we get those back? We'll come back and talk some more. You are on 98.5. This is Weekdays with Mike. And joining me on the line this morning is Simon Creek from HHG Legal Group. Back after this one. The 98.5. This is Weekdays with Mike. Simon Creek's on the line with me from HHG Legal Group. We've been chatting about the Prime Minister's announcement yesterday regarding stopping flights from India. Simon, you touched on the quarantine. We actually had a text message earlier from Sally in Watermans Bay, and Sally was saying that she believes the government needs to get the quarantine hotel sorted out so we can continue opening up flights. I mean, there's a lot to figure out here with quarantine. The federal government have said no to some of the options that have been suggested, not using hotels. What are your thoughts on the whole this whole quarantine thing? What should we be doing? Hotels, not hotels? What is it, you know?
Look, I've tried to look at it from every different legal and practical and political angle, and I think the federal government is clearly right when it says that it does not control facilities that are fit for purpose. We can't put people in barracks or other, you know, public facilities, shared accommodation, shared bathrooms. That's clearly much worse than hotels. I think McGowan, to be frank, just needs to take a deep breath and stop being so defensive on this. He has actually done a good job with hotel quarantine. We have had a tiny hiccup in the last week, whether he overreacted or not. Look, everyone's got a view on that. But at the end of the day, they chose one wrong hotel, the Mercure. They knew it wasn't fit for purpose. They won't use it again. Mm-hmm. And on that basis, I agree that we should be continuing with hotel quarantines. 99.99 something or other success rate. We should be bringing people back from, our people, back from overseas. It's simply not right to leave your citizens stranded somewhere just because you can't get your own quarantine system together. And if that 99.99% success rate remains, then I have to say, we need to start welcoming people back full stop, because otherwise, the long-term ramifications for our economy are enormous. Let's take, for example, the international student issue. That is huge.
Yeah, interesting. And 9,000 just in India alone that are waiting to get back. I mean, surely we have enough hotels in Perth, I would have thought.
So we do, and most of them are empty if they're not being used for quarantine. So they're very happy for the work. There's no issue there.
Logistically, Simon, quite challenging to get everyone back from overseas, regardless whether they're from India or any other country. I mean, how do you manage that, getting people back home?
There have been a lot of discussion, as you'd imagine, between state and federal bodies, the hospitality industry, transport, all of the major airlines, and just reading the different reports coming out of those meetings, it actually doesn't look quite as complicated as it's being made out. Quarantine's the one big issue, safety from COVID, whether you're on the plane, whether you're on a bus transiting, and then in the hotels at the Australian end. And again, it just appears that if we assume people coming back have got COVID, we treat them all accordingly, and we are able to maintain that very high success rate with hotel quarantines, particularly bearing in mind it's not the taxpayer paying for most of that, it's actually the people coming home. I have to say, I think state and federal government between them are making a bit of a mess of this. They're making it far more complicated than it should be.
Interesting. Simon, we'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap things up. You are on 98.5. Weekdays with Mike. My guest on the line this morning is Simon Creek from HHG Legal Group. Back after this. At 98.5 weekdays with Mike. Good morning. Joining me on the line this morning is Simon Creek from HHG Legal Group. Simon, just to finish off this morning, this discussion, what do you think are the repercussions of ceasing all international travel, whether it be essential or not?
I think absolutely huge for us long term. I think even the restrictions in place now, we're going to be paying the price for this. And I'm not saying we shouldn't, but we're going to have to be paying it for a long while. I think we've got to look forward now. There's enough going on in terms of vaccinations for us to really plan solidly to reopen our borders. First of all, to get our own people home, as I've said earlier. I think that's critical. But also to get everybody vaccinated and then realise that we've got a massive labour shortage coming because of the lack of international travel so far. Tourism's been smashed. We have killed and had to the international student trade, which is a multi-billion dollar business for Australia. And I think on top of that, if we're not careful and if we don't become forward-looking from now, we're going to miss a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity as a country to attract talent that would not come here otherwise. We've been proved to be the safest place in the world. And I reckon if we get the timing right from now on, and, you know, stop worrying about every little, you know, one case or one person outbreak. We can capitalise on that, and we may well come out of this in 10, 20 years all the better for it.
Yeah, interesting, Simon. And also, just finally, it'd be nice if the both the state and federal government can, you know, sensibly and maturely sit down and look forward for solutions. And, yeah, that would be nice too, wouldn't it?
It certainly would be. I don't think it's as complicated as they're making it.
do you reckon between you and me, we could work all this out, getting everyone back from
That's
overseas?
Right. We'll line up a coffee with the Premier and the Prime Minister. Sounds good to me, mate.
All right, leave it with me. I'll see if I can contact the Premier, and we'll arrange a meeting, Simon, and see if we can get this thing sorted.
Excellent.
Good on you, Simon. Nice to chat to you today.
And to you.
Good on you. That's Simon Creek from HHG Legal Group joining me on the phone this morning as we had been talking about the latest with the announcement by our Prime Minister yesterday in ceasing all flights from India. You can join the conversation still. Text in. Let me know your thoughts there. 0429 985 985.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98five.com.